Welcome, everybody. I am at the New Media Conference, which is a sellout in central London. There are lots of people here. Far too many of them know who I am, which is a very disturbing thing to happen to a chap who was a pretty unprepossessing chancery barrister. But I'm afraid we are where we are. And new media is vital because it gets voices like mine to ears like yours. And I feel that our society, so for those who don't know me, I'm a lawyer, and I have been talking on law via the new media largely, some of the established media too, but largely mostly via the new media. And that's because I think a lot of the mainstream media has turned its back on law. So to put it into simple terms, when I was a child, you'd get lots of court reporters in local papers. They're all gone. The Times would have a legal section. It still does, but it's much, much reduced. There would be legal sections of things like The Guardian. Well, that's gone. There would be legal shows on the BBC, particularly BBC Radio 4. You get some nominal nod to that, but it's often a sort of lifestyle show about what it is to be a criminal barrister, which, whilst that may be interesting, that's a very small section of law. And the legal system is going to affect your life. And I'm guessing that if you're watching this, you're probably not a criminal. And therefore, criminal law is really not relevant to you. The important parts of the law are the types of law that you use every day. So when you go into a shop and you use contract law, which is supplemented by consumer law, you get marvelous people in public life like Martin Lewis, who will talk about, effectively, he's talking quite often about finance and law, because you can't really get away from the legal element. But we live in a society which is trying to hermetically seal you away from law, trying to tell you, oh, no, that law stuff is terribly dull, terribly boring, and it's terribly complicated. Why don't you just sit down and not bother with it? Well, again, if you're watching this, it's very likely that you're a voter in the United Kingdom. And a vote is a form of ownership of the country. You own. You're like a shareholder in our nation. And that means it's your legal system. Okay, so if it gets bloated and rubbish, which, by the way, it is, you can't be told to sit down and not trouble your little head about it. That's actually a matter of great concern for you. You will probably, if you're a voter in our country, you probably want our country to do well. I mean, I would expect that of most people. And although, like a lot of people, I have partisan political opinions, I very broadly take the view that those who disagree with me are probably trying their best for the country, and we just disagree on some details. Because I take the view that most of us are probably trying to do our best. But you actually can't engage with your country as a grown-up without engaging with the legal system. And I wonder how much and how far ordinary people have come to get away from law, how cut off from law you've been largely by our political and old media class. And new media simply allows us to have these conversations. If what I'm saying is boring, then you can click on and flip through to another video. You don't have to listen to me. That's the marvelous thing about new media. And I've been working with Maya now that's Maya Tusi, who's in charge of this conference, but working with Maya for a number of years. And he's very happy with my viewing figures. I used to write regularly in The Spectator on law, and they were very happy with my readership. I'm a desperately overly competitive, needy child, and I would take great pleasure in being number one on the most read article of the week or whatever, because I am because I'm deeply flawed as a person and a human being. But it's obviously not dull. You're obviously not disinterested in law. Despite their desperate attempts to push you away from it, you are obviously interested in it. And I would suggest that's because as a vote holder, a shareholder effectively in the country, you have a real interest in how it works. And you will have an instinctive grasp of law as well. I'm always impressed at, it's very difficult to get all the detail right, and then people worry too much about the detail, but you'll have the basics there. An example I like to give is that I once heard a 16-year-old boy talk very intelligently about an area of law called tort, which is based upon negligence, which is based upon the idea that if people harm you, then they owe you compensation, which, by the way, is based upon Christian values of look after your neighbor and that you treat your neighbor the way you expect your neighbor to treat you. And so if you harm your neighbor, then, well, then you're liable to compensate your neighbor. And they spoke, he spoke very intelligently about this principle and how it began. It began with a very famous case called Donoghue and Stevenson. And he just got a tiny detail wrong. It began with a decomposing snail in a bottle of ginger beer. And the lady drank this decomposing snail and was terribly, terribly sick as a result. And I can't remember if she died or not, but it was not good. And so the maker of this ginger beer was therefore liable to compensate her. And he just stumbled on detail and said that it was a snake. Do you remember the case of the snake in the ginger beer bottle? It wasn't a snake, it was a snail. That doesn't matter. Because again, the type of lawyer that I am, it's often called an equity lawyer, and we care about something called substance, not form. And one of the many ways that our society has been decaying is that it's obsessing with form. I mean, Tony Blair began this, you know, how you look, your image. Please don't judge me on my image. I put absolutely no effort into it. Today, I'm a middle-aged man, and I really don't think anybody should give 2 seconds thoughts to what I look like. So I am very, very, very uninterested in form. I'm very interested in substance. And so that leads us on to another area of law called equity, which is effectively that principle in our law. And equity arose because once we started to... So what is law? Law is the consistent application of rules. And once you consistently apply rules, you end up with justice. Most of the time. 99% of the time you do. Equity arose for that 1% of the time when that's not true. So we had a series of laws about who owned land. And it really started in the Crusades. The Crusaders knights went off. They owned the land. They went off and their brother or their sister or their somebody related to them effectively forged documents to say that they owned the land. And when they got back, they'd said, oh, I have no idea who you are. You've been away for years. You're probably dead. You're probably not even my brother, which is pretty mean. I mean, that I think that would make a good film. But it's pretty low down part of human life. By the way, humans quite often are pretty low down. You realize that when you study law. And equity arose to cast aside the technical rules. The technical rules said, oh, yes, the bad man actually owns the castle now. And equity arose to say, well, actually, he's behaved totally appallingly. And in this circumstance, we're going to say that we're going to restore the ownership of the original owner. That's another area of law. I started this by talking about areas of law that you might engage with in your personal and daily life. Well, the first one you're probably going to bump into almost every day is contract law. So you and I will both go into shops and make oral contracts with the retailers, and that's how we acquire property in the item. We pay the money that is asked for. We complete that bargain. Contract just means bargain, and we engage in those contracts all of the time. Now, as an area of law that you might that often likes to take itself terribly seriously and think it's very important, and our current government is a little bit over-obsessed with it, called international law. And I just want you to know that there's really no difference between international law, with all its pomp and circumstance and taking itself terribly seriously, and you going into a shop and making a contract. Because international law is just the contract between nations. That's all it is, a contract between nations. And of itself, it's only binding in our legal system if Parliament says it is. And that's a very important principle that I've actually spent years fighting to get us to remember, because we went through a period of time with our EU membership when the president, I'll just quote the president of our Supreme Court, he says that a widespread misunderstanding of our constitution arose. And I've been fighting that misunderstanding. And again, many of you have found that interesting. Once the article I wrote on that for The Spectator ended up being in the top 10 most read in the year, which is pretty impressive for an article that's just about law. And I'm not trying to get too specific today, and I'm actually worried that I'm not quite as energetic, because the minute I get out of this room, there's going to be a lot more fun and excitement going on. I think Andre Walker may have caused it. I've already told him off for causing a scene this morning. But Andre is Andre. And so I don't want to bore everybody. But I just wanted to talk to you about law and to say that really, New media is the way that I get to talk to you about this. New media is the way that I get to raise concepts like equity with you. New media is how I get to talk to you about Donoghue and Stevenson. Old legacy media is largely dying because it is incredibly over-conservative. It's terrified. It only knows how to do certain things. It only knows how to do gladiators. It only knows how to do dancing with the dancey thing. I don't actually know the name of the dancey show, but you all know that there's a dancey show. It doesn't. And if you went to legacy media and you tried to say, oh, well, actually, I'd like to talk to the people about equity law and explain what that is and how that arose. Now, we could make it exciting because we could do the Crusades. They'd probably look at you like you were mad. But I went to Maya, Maya and I were chatting, and Maya just said, why don't you do a show on the Constitution? And that's on 2CTV Plus. You can watch that. I explain your Constitution to you. I don't think anybody in legacy media has anywhere near the appetite that I think we should have for just educating everybody. Again, I was raised very largely by my granny. My granny left school with no formal qualifications. She bought her council house up in Liverpool and she filled it with a Reader's Digest subscription and she self-educated. And she carried on educating herself all of her life. Obviously, I knew my granny towards the end of her life when she'd educated herself really very well. And she instilled in me these values that actually education is fun and interesting. And although I tease Andre Walker, and although he does cause scandals, and he was naughty earlier on, Andre has this deep, lasting commitment that people are not thick. People are just busy. And so again, our burden in the new media, those of us who are in it, those of us who are in front of cameras like this, our burden is to make things interesting, accessible, and understandable. I find that I find that delightful. It's what I've been trying to do in law for a number of years. It's what you have to do if you're ever in front of a high court judge, arguing with a high court judge. They don't want waffle. They don't want flim-flam. They don't want drama. It's not like a jury. This is a very intelligent person, and they want you to explain your... I won't say the word, but I'm sure you could imagine. They want you to explain your point. What is your point? What is your argument, Mr. Barrett? You know, what is it? And so they are very demanding, and they have forged me into what you see before you. But I should be able to explain complicated ideas in simple and accessible ways. I should do it in ways that are interesting, and I should probably leave you now so that I can go and talk at the conference. Thank you very much.